And let's now shift and take a look at the results in all those ballot measures across the country. Andrew Cohen joins us once again, contributing editor for The Atlantic, also legal analyst for CBS's 60 Minutes. We spoke about what was on the ballot just a day or so ago. Andrew Cohen, how did things turn out?
Well, I think there's two main stories from the ballot initiatives. The first is same-sex marriage. There were four states that contemplated marriage equality last night. All four of them appear to have endorsed it. We're still waiting for the returns in Washington state. We may not know for a couple of days, but a measure there is leading. It's significant because for the first time you had voters affirmatively endorsing same-sex marriage in Maine and in Maryland. And the timing is significant because, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court, as we speak, is contemplating taking one of those Defense of Marriage Act cases, one of the federal statutes, you know, that defines marriage as only between a man and a woman. That's at the U.S. Supreme Court. And now you have this momentum from these states aimed specifically at Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is the likely swing vote in this case, basically reassuring him that if he votes to strike down the federal law, he's going to have some support. So I know that folks on the same-sex marriage side of the fence are delighted, and the folks who oppose it have to be concerned that this is clearly the beginning of a trend, and the beginning of a trend in Maryland south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Who would have thought that a state's rights question would be centered around marriage equality?
Absolutely. A state's rights question, and, you know, on the same topic, it's a good segue, marijuana, legalization, state's rights in Colorado and in Washington state, passing measures to decriminalize marijuana, not just medical marijuana, but marijuana for recreational purposes, to tax it, to regulate it, to make it legal. That's squarely in conflict with federal law, squarely in conflict with the position of the Justice Department, and it really forces the Obama administration, I think, into a pickle because, you know, here are these young people who came out in Washington and Colorado. They voted to legalize pot, and they voted for Barack Obama, who in 2008 talked favorably about it, and now, you know, they're going to be stymied, I think, by the Justice Department. We're going to see litigation over that. We're also going to see an opportunity for the Obama administration, I think, to talk to the DEA and to say, look, do we really need to classify marijuana like we do heroin as a class one controlled substance? That's a big policy issue, I think, coming down the road.
Speaking of voters weighing in on policy, you've got voters weighing in on the judiciary as well. What happened in that ballot measure in the state where voters were concerned that the death penalty is simply too expensive?
That's right. In California, it failed. The attempt, Proposition 34, to basically outlaw the death penalty, to take all those 725 people on death row there, expensive death row there, off of it, life sentences without parole, it failed. I think it got 45% of the vote. Usually when these initiatives don't pull over 50%, they tend to lose. That's what happened. On the other hand, California did endorse a very significant change to its famous three strikes law, making it a lot less broad. The purpose there is to sort of eliminate the prison population, to take away the life sentence for people who haven't committed nonviolent crimes.
Any ballot measures that benefited from coattails, the high turnout in particular states and districts, the question of an issue being associated with Mitt Romney or being associated with Barack Obama, sometimes you see uncharacteristic or unusual results.
Yeah, I thought one of those situations occurred in Florida, where you had, you know, the Florida, the place of the birth, you know, the Tea Party, so significant in 2010. You got in all those state lawmakers that passed all those restrictive voting laws and so forth. There were several ballot initiatives in Florida that failed, one about the health care law, basically Florida trying to say that it didn't want to pay attention to the Affordable Care Act. That failed. There was an abortion measure, measure on the privacy rights and so forth. That failed as well in Florida. And the Koch brothers had spent a lot of money in Florida trying to get rid of three state Supreme Court justices, and that bid failed as well.
Interesting.
So I think those people in Florida came out to vote for President Obama, and they stayed around to defeat those measures.
Andrew Cohen on the ballot measures around the country. He's a contributing editor at The Atlantic and a legal analyst for the 60 Minutes program on CBS. Thank you, Andrew.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.